The Qualicum School District has passed its $72,124,658 budget, which required making some difficult cuts. The Board of Education gave third reading to the budget bylaw during its meeting on June 24. "It's been very difficult, very challenging," Trustee Julie Austin said. "I'm glad we had this month just to pause a little bit and recognize there's so little wiggle room in this. There's so little that can be done." The district's operating budget was smaller than expected, since enrollment was 97 full-time equivalent students fewer than estimated, Secretary Treasurer Ron Amos explained during a meeting in May, when the board gave two readings to the budget. "Because the district's enrollment is down by more than 1.5%, it is currently in funding protection, provided by the provincial government, but before that funding kicked in, the district had to absorb approximately $750,000. To be in funding protection, again, is a bit alarming as well," Board Chairperson Eve Flynn said. "I would like to extend thanks to the senior staff and leadership team that worked very, very hard to crunch numbers and find ways and means to do this because yes, it has been a difficult process." Staff layoffs include teachers, support staff and administration, according to Jillian Wilson, Associate Superintendent of Schools, who mentioned during the May meeting that they included the elimination of the teaching and learning team, the equivalent of three full-time staff, as well as staff reductions at schools where enrollment is in decline, such as Arrington Elementary School. The president of the Mount Arrowsmith Teachers Association, Matt Woods, said the funding formula for public education is flawed, and urged parents to reach out to their MLA and demand a better model. "For years, teachers have stretched themselves to shield students from the impacts of funding shortfalls," Woods said. "The strain has reached a tipping point. A funding model that reflects today's realities is needed." Ewan Rycroft, CUPE Local 3570 president, said he was disappointed with the budget. "For a second year, our support staff has experienced significant cuts," he added. "This year, every department has felt the weight of these reductions." The board will break for July, with its next meeting set for August 26.